Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. Today is Saturday, February 24th in the season of Lent. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. My heart is firmly fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and make melody. Wake up, my spirit. Awake, lute and harp. I myself will awaken the dawn. I will confess you among the peoples, O Lord. I will sing praise to you among the nations, for your loving kindness is greater than the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Exalt yourself above the heavens, O God, and your glory over all the earth. I will appoint a time, says God. I will judge with equity. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus taught the disciples, saying, "In truth I tell you, when everything is made new again, and the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, you yourselves will sit on 12 thrones to judge the tribes of Israel, and everyone who has left houses, brothers, sister, father, mother, children or land for the sake of my name will receive 100 times as much and also inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last first." Matthew 19. I will appoint a time, says God. I will judge with equity. The Morning Psalm. Then the Lord woke as though from sleep, like a warrior refreshed with wine. He chose instead the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like heights of heaven, like the earth which he founded forever. He chose David his servant and took him away from the sheepfolds. He brought him from the following ewes to be a shepherd over Jacob his people and over Israel his inheritance. So he shepherded them with a faithful heart and a true heart, and guided them with the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 78. I will appoint a time, says God. I will judge with equity. The Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into my heart your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.